Queequeg dies game. Mind ye that. Queequeg dies game. Take ye good heed of that. Queequeg dies game, I say. Game, game, game. But base little Pip, he died a coward. Died all a shiver. Out upon Pip. Hark ye. If ye find Pip, tell all the Antilles he's a runaway. A coward. A coward. A coward. Tell them he jumped from a whaleboat. I'd never beat my tambourine over base Pip, and hail him general, if he were once more dying here. No, no, shame upon all cowards, shame upon them. Let him go drown like Pip that jumped from a whaleboat. Shame, shame.
During all this, Queequeg lay with closed eyes, as if in a dream. Pip was led away, and the sick man was replaced in his hammock. But now that he had apparently made every preparation for death, now that his coffin was proved a good fit, Queequeg suddenly rallied. Soon there seemed no need of the carpenter's box, and thereupon, when some expressed their delighted surprise, he, in substance, said that the cause of his sudden convalescence was this. At a critical moment he had just recalled a little duty ashore, which he was leaving undone, and therefore had changed his mind about dying. He could not die yet, he averred. They asked him, then, whether to live or die was a matter of his own sovereign will and pleasure,